the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. So, once again, that's freetalklive.com. On Saturday night, I sold a story. We did not get to it, so I will start the show with that story tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. But to start things out, the Scarlet Letter is alive and well here in America. You would have thunk that the Scarlet Letter would have disappeared, several decades ago, maybe 100 or so years ago. But no, it's still out there. In case you don't know what the Scarlet Letter is, Mark, do you know what that is?
Well, it's some gal was branded a... I haven't read the story, but some gal was branded with an A for adulteress, and she had to wear it on all her clothes.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name was, but Demi Moore was in the movie.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. And essentially just outing people for being what was perceived at the time as a sexual deviant, someone who was doing something sexually they weren't supposed to. Well, in Columbus, Ohio, if pending legislation becomes law, according to the Middletown Journal, Ohio's most violent sex offenders would be branded with a modern-day scarlet letter, fluorescent green license plates on their cars or trucks. State Representative Michael DeBose and another state senator introduced bills that would require green plates for habitual and child-oriented sex offenders. Now, okay, so it's not going to affect all sex offenders right off the bat, but it is going to affect the so-called worst of the worst.
Hmm.
One of them said a distinctive license plate would warn parents and children of the potential threat posed by sexual offenders. The governor said, a governor's office said he would sign the bill. The ACLU of Ohio, however, said it was political grandstanding and that kids might be left with the dangerous impression that anyone without a green plate is a nice guy. Child molesters are more likely to be neighbors or relatives rather than strangers, said the ACLU. Ohio currently has over 15,000 registered sex offenders. The green plates would be required for people who commit certain sex crimes after the law passes. It will not be retroactive for all sex offenders. So that's kind of good, because a lot of the restrictions and regulations, they just continue to pile on these poor guys. So it's good that they're not going to make this retroactive. 2 years ago, the senators pitched the idea of pink plates for sex offenders. While it made headlines, the legislation died. One of them said he's hopeful it'll pass this time, in part because these bills are focused on the most violent of offenders. Ohio already mandates yellow plates for almost 5,000 motorists convicted of drunken driving, according to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. No other state has special plates for sex offenders, and some states do require their status noted on driver's licenses.
Hmm.
So, literally, they would be tagging certain people who have committed certain offenses, and apparently they've already done so with drunk drivers, so...
Party plates.
It's certainly possible. Now, what do you mean by that?
That's what they call them in Ohio. Party plates, yeah.
How do you know that?
I had a friend in Ohio.
Why do they call them that? Because you know that person's going to party with you if you ask them to?
They're drunk drivers.
I see.
Drunk drivers be partiers. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. Drunk drivers, I don't know if necessarily are partiers. Many times they're just single, lonely people that drink a lot.
I don't think they're necessarily single or lonely or any of those things. It's just somebody who was caught drunk driving one time. But I think that, it's just the two P's go together.
The two P's?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Partiers and plates?
Party plate.
I see. Yeah. An alliteration, if you will.
It is.
800-259-9231. Do you think that...
You could have party plates on your purple Plymouth Prowler if you wanted to.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think that this is appropriate? Do you think that we should be labeling people as sex offenders for all to see? Do you think this is a good idea? 800-259-9231. Now, it's only going to be for the so-called worst of the worst, the repeat offenders, habitual and child-oriented sex offenders. And I know emotionally, a lot of people are probably thinking, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Those guys are scumbags. They should be labeled. They should be outed.
So why not?
Well, I just feel like it could cause problems.
Like what kind of problems?
Well,
I know you don't like the government in general.
Yeah, I
don't. But I'm wondering if you specifically have any thoughts as to, besides somebody being innocent who was convicted of this crime.
That's certainly a possibility.
I mean,
it
seems to me that if you're innocent and you're convicted of the crime, or you plead out to the crime and you know what the punishments are at the time, you really can't complain too much.
I see where you're coming from on that, but let's go back in time a little bit. I think it was probably 2 years ago in Maine. There was a story about someone who was essentially going around just taking out sex offenders. I don't think he got to too many of them. I don't know if they ever caught the guy, but he took out, whoever was the killer, took out two sex offenders. Just killed them.
Yeah.
Targeted them and killed them. And so I understand that, you know, they're bad guys, they did a bad thing, but there's the possibility that they could turn their lives around. We've certainly heard stories of people who have been convicted of sex offenses in the past, and they've had families and turned their lives around. I mean, it's possible.
I know one, and I know two.
And so I'm concerned that they're going to be forced to drive around with an identity tag on the back of their car, so every nut job who might have a vendetta or a perceived vendetta against everyone who's a sex offender could easily target them and possibly shoot them while they're in their car or hurt them in some way, and it just seems to be
in some way,
like inviting trouble.
In some ways, this is punishment for a crime committed, but in other ways, this is punishment for a crime not committed.
What do you mean?
For instance, you're punished as a sex offender, as a convicted sex offender, who has to have one of these plates. You're punished for the crime that you might commit in the future. The idea of the plate is a warning to parents and kids. That's what they said.
That's what they say, but I don't necessarily think that's
the case. That's what they're saying, and a warning to parents and kids is basically punishing you for a crime you have not yet committed.
Yes.
And that's a problem, and it seems to me that
it's a presumption of guilt. Almost
something I like about America is that you can turn your life around, and
it's getting more difficult.
It's more and more difficult.
And this is another thing that's going to go towards making it more difficult for these guys to turn their lives around. They're going to be forever branded as a sex offender. I mean, as though it weren't bad enough that conviction's going to be on their record and haunt them for the rest of their life. We had to make. I mean, the government makes it worse by tossing in all these extras. Now everybody who's driving around you knows who you are. Now everybody who's in the Walmart parking lot knows who you are. Anybody who sees you getting out of your car presumes, and heaven forbid you loan your car to somebody who doesn't know about the plate situation, then they could get attacked.
I don't think a lot of people will be borrowing their cars, but
it could happen.
And all this is a punishment it's just a punishment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't prevent sex offenders from snatching up kids or anything like that, because if I have one of these plates and I decide, today is the day that I'm going to the park and pretending like I have a puppy so I can lure in some cute little 8-year-old and take them with me, I'll rent a van from Enterprise, and then it won't have the plates.
Or go steal a van.
I mean, it doesn't stop any. Well, why would you steal the van?
Just swap out a plate.
When you can rent a van for $20, why would you steal a van?
I see where you're coming.
You just rent the van. And now,
do criminal records, sex offenses prevent people from renting cars? I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. No, I mean, if you're 25, you can get a car.
Right. So if you need to conceal your identity for whatever criminal purposes, you'll be able to do that. All this is going to do is keep the sex offense that these people have in their past. I'm sure there's some female sex offenders as well. It's going to keep them. It's going to haunt them, and it's going to allow people to continually harass them when they might be genuinely trying to turn their lives back around. They'll never get over it until they leave Ohio, and in which case, that's probably what they'll do. Just leave.
Well, I don't think Ohio is going to feel real bad about that.
I understand that. But it's sad that that's the way it's going to have to happen. 1-800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. You bring up anything. Let's go to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi. I actually wanted to talk to you about the deficit, but since you're talking about this thing with the sex offender and labeling them, I just recently ran into a story in Europe where they actually fingerprint you. If a police officer pulls you over, they're allowed to fingerprint you right there. So you actually don't need a driver's license. I mean, to for anything over there. As soon as you get pulled over and they suspect you of something, then they'll just fingerprint you and get all that information from you.
That's certainly scary. I know I think there have been some districts here in America that have done that. I think Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County down in Arizona fingerprints on traffic stops. I think. Not sure on that. I'm pretty sure I've read stories about a few counties doing that sort of thing. I'm sure the deficit's going to be an exciting topic. Hang on, John. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Maybe he can make it exciting. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. March 5th, 2007. Gold, 636, 20-ounce gold coins are at 674.42, 329.46 for half, 164.78 for quarter ounce. That's 674.42, 329.46, 164.78. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, your show, you bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet, 8.net, toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All of the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go get them for free. They're on us. That is freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we return to the phones to John in New York. John, you said you were calling about the deficit. What about it?
Well, how about I start by asking you this? is the media on TV, do they report news accurately?
Well, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Yeah,
it depends. It depends on the story. I mean, in some cases, the media will just report what the government tells them to. In some cases, they'll really do some digging and do a really good job of journalism. It depends.
Okay, perfect. Perfect that you said you brought up digging. Well, everywhere and everybody that I've talked to said that the deficit is getting larger, that the United States barely even pays it every year.
Now, wait a minute. Let's define terms. I want to make sure I know because I'm not a monetary genius. Deficit is the government has a budget that they have every year, and then if they spend over the budget, that's the deficit. Is that correct?
The deficit is more like a credit. You know, the United States buys everything on credit if they don't have enough money. And basically, right now, the United States really is on credit for almost everything. It'll borrow money from different countries, natural resources from different countries.
Well, okay, but still, my definition is correct in that if they spend over the budget, that is what they take in taxes, the rest is a deficit, and they have to get that money from somewhere, which they get on credit, as you're explaining.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
That's basically right. Now, everyone that I've talked to said that, you know, the United States is basically not even paying, not even barely scratching the surface of it. Like, every year, the United States probably pays under 1% or something.
Confuse the deficit with the national debt. Now, that's what they're trying to pay interest payments on, is the entirety of the debt. Now, I believe the deficit goes into the debt. In that if it isn't paid off, it goes into the debt. But the debt is the total.
The deficit can cause the debt to get larger. But if you have a surplus in the national budget, then the national debt gets smaller. Not that to say that it's putting much of a dent in it.
No, it doesn't happen.
Right now,
they can barely pay the interest payments, as John's pointing out.
Right now, we're deficit spending.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, recently I ran across this clip from Glenn Beck. And he's saying that, you know, that the United States is doing really fine. That they actually just paid off 24% of the deficit. And I'm like, what? Well, and he's saying that the economy is doing really good right now. And
basically, that's crap.
That's what I think, too.
Even if it's true that they paid off 24% of the deficit, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket.
You can't really pay off the deficit. What you can do is cut the deficit.
I see.
Because, you know,
you just don't spend that money.
Right, you just don't spend that amount of money.
Right. Yeah, I would be careful. I mean, Glenn Beck, he's got an entertaining show. All credit to him for that. What's that?
He doesn't have an entertaining show. He actually is a total jerk.
He's a jerk, but it's possible to be a jerk and be entertaining at the same time. So I'll disagree with you on that. But nonetheless, you got to take these guys with a grain of salt. I mean, they're essentially reading what they're fed by their talking points masters in the Republican Party. And I know he'll claim up and down that he's not a partisan politics guy. He's an independent, blah, blah, blah. But we all know what the truth is.
All right.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, John. 800-259-9231. I used to listen to Glenn Beck's show when he was a local guy down in Tampa, and it was very entertaining.
Yeah, it's a well-produced show. I particularly like the More on Trivia that he does.
Are they still doing that?
Yes, they do it for major games, playoff games, and
that's where
Super
they
Bowl,
call the 7-Elevens, and they talk to people
they talk to the clerks, right. Clerks at the 7-Eleven ask them really easy questions, and it's funny.
Yeah, it's entertaining. It's rude, but, you know, it's radio, right? So that's what you do. And you just take it for its entertainment value, and don't take it as gospel. You know, what these guys claim, they can claim anything. Anybody can crack open a mic, and crap on a mic as well. But they can crack open a mic and say whatever they darn well choose, and if someone calls them on it, there's only certain ways that you can do that.
Call them?
You can call, but that doesn't mean you're going to get through.
Right. If they call, they don't have to let them through. Now, if we're wrong, we try to retract when we can. If it's a small thing, we generally just leave them. But if it's a large thing, we try to retract or get things clear, that kind of thing.
Well, and, of course, you know if you call Free Talk Live, if you wait, you're going to get on the air. I mean,
at some point,
you
certainly are. You can get screened out on these other talk shows, or you can send an email.
And you can guarantee that you're going to get screened out if the purpose of your call is to call in and make the talk show host look like he doesn't know what he's talking about. which is how they'll perceive it. Oh, you want to correct our talk show host? Well, I'll see you later.
Like,
that just doesn't happen. I mean, it's one of the unspoken rules in talk radio that the hosts are never wrong. And we don't follow the rules here on Free Talk Live, but most shows do. And so if you're calling in with a correction, it's very unlikely that you're going to get on the air. And then if you email, it's just a delete key. So really, take it with a grain of salt. They're just people. And people are capable of making big mistakes, like believing what Republicans and Democrats tell them. 1-800-259-9231.
They may very well be spending, I don't know how they're doing it precisely, but they may very well be spending 24% less over the budget that they did last year. But I don't know that I consider that a huge benefit. I mean, that still means we're deficit spending. Still spending, the government is still spending more money than it's taking in.
That's just the, you know, it reminds me of that. I think it was Trent Lott, one of those political guys. He made the comment, one of the Republicans in the House, big wigs or whatever, he made the comment that they've cut as far as they can cut. They've slashed and burned. The government's on fire. I don't know, DeLay, Davidson, I don't even know what their names are. The government is on fire. We've cut it down so far. And that's kind of the rhetoric and the mantra that this reminds me of, this concept that, well, these guys are so small government, they've cut the deficit by 24%. Well, so effing what? You haven't cut back any programs. You haven't reduced the size of government at all. You've done nothing except make it bigger and bigger year after year. And it doesn't matter if you're Republicans or Democrats. I just saw somebody emailed me an article today, and it was just, you know, too political. I didn't want to read it on the air. But the essence of it was that, the Democrats are still approving all the spending bills for the military. I mean, for all their tough talk about pulling out and stopping the war, they're still spending right along. You know, I mean, the military-industrial complex has them in their pocket, too.
Well, they wouldn't pull the funding because it would look like they weren't supporting the troops.
Yep. Surprise, surprise. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amark. Hello, David.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have an announcement to make. Milestone. NHFree.com has just reached 1,000 members on its web forum.
That's fantastic.
As you may know, that's basically the web forum where all the free staters operate who are inside New Hampshire.
It's getting so busy there. It's getting to be like the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. I mean, we've got so many posts, and NHFree.com has so many posts. It's to the point where I have to set a date because I'm busy and the forum's so busy that I just have to set a date to review the forum and look for new posts. But it's to the point where I have to sort of scroll through pages and pages and just sort of eyeball the titles of the posts. And if a title catches my eye, I'll look at it the rest of the time. I just don't have time for it all. It's crazy. I guess that's a good problem to have, right, Dave?
Yeah, I have another thing or two to mention if you can hold me over.
I can. Hold on. 800-259-9231, just because you're such a nice guy. And he's asked so nicely.
Quite a teaser, though.
1-800-259-9231. If you know Dave, he's worth holding over.
Yeah.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. It shields you from wind and rain and from stinging bees and low-flying objects. Nope, it's not your mom, but it does protect you when you drive. When I come back, I'll tell you what it is.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Ancient road warriors used shields for protection, and so do you. You're a thoroughly modern windshield. Yes, the first drivers used goggles to fend off weather and bugs. Then these were replaced by plate glass, which protected better but shattered easily. Finally, in the mid-20s, lamination was introduced. In this process, used today, two glass layers are sandwiched around a flexible, clear sheet of laminate designed to prevent glass from shattering into the passenger cabin. Thanks to windshields and moms, trips down life's highways are safer. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there, you will enjoy them on us because they're free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they just want to charge you for access to their website, and our stuff is free. So check it out. Wiki.freetalklive.com is one example. There are over 1,000 pages there created by listeners like you. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Joel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
As we return to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, the second thing I wanted to mention is sort of a request, sort of an indirect request from Ed Brown for something that he's asking people to do. If you want to support him, there's looking for a way you can do that without being in New Hampshire. This doesn't just come from Ed, but also from his supporters. But I don't know if you guys knew it or not, but America Freedom to Fascism, the DVD, is now being sold for like 44 cents. The producers have given permission for anyone who wants to. You can copy it, you can distribute it. Basically, Aaron Russo and the producers of America Freedom to Fascism want that film to be viral and to replicate itself.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I'd known that Aaron Russo had put the movie up on Google Video, and he'd put it on his website. So it was definitely he was definitely intending for people to distribute widely. But I would presume I can't imagine they're still selling the DVD for 44 cents. There's no way they can even profit from that.
They're not trying to make a profit. They're trying to save the country. The way to find it, the last site where I saw it up at that price was it's a long URL, but the way to find it is just to go to Yahoo or Google and type the keywords AFTF cents.
Cents?
Yeah, cents is in 44 cents.
I see.
America Freedom to Fascism. since.
Is that going to get you like a bootleg copy or something? Because, I mean, you're going to lose money if you're selling those, you know, if you're selling a actual produced DVD. I kind of get the feeling that that's just somebody who's selling DVDs, or I doubt it's the official site.
Looking at the blog, it looks like an NAFTF blog. I'm not positive. It's very similar to Fred Smart's blog, and I wouldn't be surprised if he. Yeah, it says it looks like it's Fred Smart's blog, but no, this is. I mean, the AFTF people were telling me to get the word out. 44 cents per copy. You know, buy them if you can, or make your own copies if you want.
That's great. I know a lot of people.
If 44 cents, it's probably easier to buy them.
Yeah, I mean, it's an entertaining film, you know, and a lot of people really enjoyed it. I know that your wife actually saw it, Mark, for the first time a week and a half ago
at the
New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Right.
And she's your wife is somebody who is not necessarily of a pro-freedom mindset.
Somewhat skeptical of this whole freedom, free market thing.
How did she come out of America Freedom to Fascism?
She loved it. She thought it was well-produced. She liked it as much as she liked Fahrenheit 9/11.
So that might be something that could be used possibly to lend to friends and family members as far as maybe helping them realize what some of the things that are going on in America, like the Federal Reserve. I know they touch on they don't just touch on it. That's one of the main issues. Freedom to Fascism addresses the Federal Reserve as well as the income tax and the so-called legality of both of them. And I thought it was a good film. So, I mean, for 44 cents, who could pass that one up? Dave, what else did you have?
Yeah, just wanted to reiterate, yeah, if folks want to buy this in quantity, or low quantities or high quantities. Again, the way to find the blog where you can buy it is keyword search the word AFTF cents.
There you go.
And it displays information about it. I don't know if you can directly buy it there, but I think that'll get you started on getting it.
What you might want to do is put a link to it if you find it or when you find it. Put a link to it up at nhfree.com since anybody can edit that site. I'm sure Russell and Kat wouldn't mind.
Yeah, you're right. I should probably put it up on your forum, too.
There you go, Dave. Thanks for the call, as always.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Dave is a tireless activist for liberty here in New Hampshire, and it's really just great to have him here. Just a fantastic guy. I would say probably one of the top activists in the state.
Well, the amazing thing is there's 200 people that have moved for the Free State Project at this point. We're going to have so many Daves at some point, we won't know what to do.
That's going to be an interesting problem to have, no doubt about it. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I know I know Toby, who came on the show last week, he's going to be coming back tomorrow night. I guess he's out at some local meeting in regards to this jail that they're building here, or they want to build. The government here in Keene wants to spend something like $40 million to build another jail, because why? Well, they're running out of space. So why would they possibly be running out of space?
Well, I can give them the answer for having to save on building jail cells. Stop arresting people for possession of marijuana.
There you go. How about we just stop arresting people for so-called consensual crimes? That would really cut back.
That would really be great. But
I'm just trying to solve
a problem here for you. You got too many convicts. Tell you what, make possession of marijuana the lowest priority that a police officer can deal with.
1-800-259-9231. ABC News reporting that it seemed like a good idea at the time. In 2005, as the price of gasoline spiked, Congress quietly passed a measure to begin daylight savings time 3 weeks early this year. If the sun stays up later, went the logic, U.S. energy consumption would go down. The problem is that while they told us all of the switch, they didn't tell our computers or our cell phones or any of the zillion other digital clock-driven devices that have come into our lives since Congress last messed with the calendar in 1986.
I really don't see any point in this whole daylight savings time thing. You know, if the boss wants you to get there early during the summer, we'll get, you know, he can change the hours.
I agree.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's
time zones are bad enough, but daylight savings time, you know, they're turning the clock forward and backward. Congress controls time.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No, they just act like they can.
You know, can't schools set up, different hours? Is it really that complicated?
I don't understand.
I think the biggest concern is kids waiting at bus stops in the dark in the morning.
Really?
That's what my understanding of it is.
I thought the original reason was some sort of energy claims. And I think those claims about energy savings have actually been debunked. I don't have the debunking in front of me right now, but I think it's been totally debunked. Anyway, even little stones that are thrown into a pond have a lot of unintended ripples, and this is certainly one of them, said Jeffrey Hammond, an analyst at Forrester Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who's kept tabs on all of the updates and software packages or patches that companies are now making. He said planes won't fall from the sky, but there are going to be a lot of little minor annoyances that make people's days a little more hectic and a little more painful. Daylight savings time would ordinarily have begun on the first Sunday in April. Instead, it'll begin this weekend. If you're like most of us, you'll get up Sunday morning, reset the clock in the kitchen and the one on the microwave, the old clock in the living room, and so forth. But what about your computer or the clock on your cell phone? Let's say there's a stock you're hoping to buy online just before the market closes Monday. Here are some things which computer specialists say you ought to be mindful. And then they go into, you know, some of the possible patches that are going to be coming out for Windows XP and Apple OS X. And I'm pretty sure your cell phone will be okay because, as I understand it, cell phone clocks tend to be set based on your connection to the cell phone company. So if your cell phone is not connected to the network, it doesn't know what time it is. But if it's connected to the network, then it does.
Well, make no mistake about it. There's going to be some problems.
Yeah, there are.
As a result.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're not going to be earth-shattering problems, but they're going to be annoyances. And for some people, they're going to be, you know, a pretty good-sized annoyance. It's going to cost you money. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah, depending. It's certainly no Y2K. You know, the world's not going to grind to a halt. But
it just shows the hubris of these people.
Yes.
Once again, you people can't even figure out your days. You can't figure out your hours and your schedules without Congress telling you how you should live.
That's what Congress is saying to the little people, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Ridiculous. It's absurd. It really is. 1-800-259-9231. We're in control here. We're in control of your televisions, we're in control of your radios, your pocketbook, your job, and now time itself. That's their idea.
Mm-hmm. God's among men.
800-259-9231, well, they're not. They're just men. And that's one of the things I aim to do with this show, is to prove it again and again that the people in government are just people using force on others. 800-259-9231, and that's despicable. Well, speaking of ignorant Americans, because they probably won't realize the government's done this, we'll talk about their thoughts on healthcare coming up.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free, and that includes the updates, that includes all of the features there that you'll find, and though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. We're currently ranked as the number one podcast in the world, according to podcastalley.com, but that doesn't stay that way for the whole month unless we can continue to drive votes to that website. So the way you do it is you go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to vote in the month of March, then you should do that now. Vote.freetalklive.com. Why are you shaking your head? Are we
right,
no longer number one?
We are number one, but it's a very, you know, it's a minor lead. 41 votes.
Yeah, but that won't take long for them to catch up.
No, I mean, our competition, they're tough, and they beat us every month. So at the,
right, we
at the very
normally
end.
We hold number one for a while.
Which is
and
great, and that's what we really want.
Right.
What we want the most is to be able to hold the number one position most of the month. Even if they beat us out in the last couple of days of the month, we would like to end up number one, but it's still better to be number one, the most days of the month.
Exactly. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com, and if you've already done it, send out a few instant messages or emails to friends and family members and ask them to vote for Free Talk Live as well. It makes a big difference. The more people that see us being number one means more people will listen and more people will discover, perhaps for the first time ever, the message of freedom and liberty. And that's important, isn't it? Vote.freetalklive.com. CBS News reporting that Americans don't really understand this whole freedom and liberty thing, especially when it comes to health care. According to Americans, the U.S. healthcare system is in need of major repairs. Now, they're right about that much.
Yes.
I mean, the healthcare system is bad broke, but it's not for the reasons that most people think. 9 out of 10 Americans say the system needs at least fundamental changes, including 36% who favor a complete overhaul. Although most Americans say they're generally satisfied with the quality of their own health care, including 41% who say they're very satisfied, it's a different story when it comes to the cost of care.
You know, I find these polls very difficult to answer because the question is, are you satisfied with health care in America? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, don't care, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very dissatisfied. But I hesitate to answer those questions because usually what comes next, to my mind, is somebody's government solution.
Yeah.
So if I...
Well, it's the government that's the problem.
If I pile on and say, I'm with 50% of Americans that say I'm very dissatisfied with healthcare in America, then what somebody is going to decide is that means we need fundamental change in the healthcare industry and the government should do this, 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 and this. And it's not going to be what I want at all. So I don't want to get on board with those people that say that they're dissatisfied.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely, and that's the way the politicians are going to take the news. They're going to say, look, Americans are dissatisfied. It's all because of the privateers in this healthcare system. They're just trying to make a profit. We need to take all the profits out of healthcare, blah, 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 nationalize, universal, blah. And unfortunately, that's not the solution, though unfortunately also many Americans think it is. Let's continue with some statistics. Just 1 in 5 are very satisfied with what they pay for health care, while a majority, 52%, are dissatisfied, including a third who are very dissatisfied. 8% say the U.S. health care system needs minor changes, 54% say fundamental changes, and 36% complete rebuild. Americans are even more critical of health care costs in the nation as a whole. 59% are very dissatisfied with the overall cost of health care, and another 22% are somewhat dissatisfied. Most Americans believe government can play a role in fixing the health care system. Two-thirds of Americans.
Steve, my answer to that is still, I believe the government can play a role in fixing the system. By getting the hell out.
I see what you're saying.
You know, these things are just so not aimed at liberty-minded individuals.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. But then again, this particular answer, I don't think you'd jump on board with. Two-thirds say the federal government should guarantee that all Americans have health insurance. 66% of Americans think the government should be guaranteeing health insurance for everybody. It's very clear
they come a lot closer to guaranteeing Americans health insurance if they would get the regulations out of health insurance.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking about.
No.
And a similar number says providing health insurance for all is a more serious problem than keeping health care costs down. 84% favor expanding government programs in order to give health insurance to all uninsured children. You throw the word children in there and you get an extra 20%.
Yeah.
It goes from 66 to 84%. All right.
Got to make sure the kids get health care, you know.
Less than 1 in 3, however, say the government would do a better job than private insurance companies at actually providing medical coverage. Wait a minute. Less than 1 in 3 with the... Okay, so there's like a total disconnect for American people here.
Right.
They believe the government can do something.
They believe the government's incompetent, but this issue is so important the government needs to take care of it.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre thinking. And I found even libertarians have a tendency to fall back on this. You know,
really?
Well, issues like immigration. Immigration's so important to national security that even though the government's incompetent, we need the government to take care of it.
It's absurd. I mean, we know the government stinks at virtually anything it attempts to do. They're going to botch it up. They're going to screw things up, and it's going to cost way more than it should. We know all of these things, but yet we believe that force is justified. We believe that force can solve problems, so therefore the government should solve these problems. What are you thinking, America? Really? Are you even thinking about the questions you're being asked? Are you even thinking about these issues? I don't think they are. I just think they're just sort of mouthing off. Oh, I'd really like for everyone to have health insurance, especially the children.
If health insurance and health care are important things, we need to keep the government out of them. I've said it before, and it's true. I've seen government housing. The last thing I want is government health care. We have a socialized health care system here in the United States. It's called the VA. It's the VA hospitals, and we're having huge problems with it.
The healthcare system itself is socialized to a large extent
as
well. Well, here's another scary statistic. This whole thing is just full of scary and sad statistics.
Speaking of the Walter Reed Hospital thing, just real quick.
Well, they're shuffling bureaucrats over there.
Oh, they absolutely are, but now they're blaming it on privatization.
Oh, my gosh.
Some I don't think it'll get anywhere in the news just because it's too hard for people to understand.
Okay.
But some people will believe this, that it had to do, you know, the hardcore socialists will believe this. It had to do with Halliburton being, you know, taking over some certain things and blah, blah, blah. So they're blaming it on privatization. That is not privatization.
Yeah.
That is a government contract given to one private company.
The whole thing is a government deal. In fact, 44% of Americans say the government would be worse as a health care provider than would private companies. Which means that, well, what about the other 56%? Did they say the opposite? That government would be a better health care provider than private companies? Is that true?
No.
Americans? No, I mean, is it true that Americans really think that way? Man, Wake up, people. 800-259-9231. If you agree that the government can be a better health care provider than private companies and private individuals, just absurdly insane. And more Americans do think the government can do a better job than private companies at helping hold down health care costs. Healthcare promises to be a crucial issue in the 2008 presidential campaign, where, of course, you'll inevitably hear a bunch of Republicans and Democrats all promising to keep you healthy with their mandates. In a CBS News poll conducted last month, healthcare tied with jobs and the economy is the second most important issue facing the country following the war in Iraq, which is exactly why it needs to be taken out of the hands of the state. Anything that's important, don't let the government near it. I mean, why is it that... Oh, it's so frustrating, Mark.
No.
It's every 4 years, the same old crap. Every 4 years, another Republican and another Democrat come out of their, the primary races to go into the debates and make promises to Americans about how wonderful the healthcare system will be if you just elect me. I know all of my predecessors have never been able to do anything to make healthcare better, but I'm the man or woman. You just elect me and all of your problems will be solved. Hello?
I'd challenge people to come up with one government program that's managed to work, that's managed to solve a problem.
That has met its original intentions and
come in at budget.
Healthcare promises to be a crucial issue. It was even more important to Democratic primary voters. In the new poll, the public gives the Democrats a big edge over the Republicans on handling healthcare issues. Why, I don't know. Asked which part they believe will best improve the healthcare system, or which party, rather, 62% said the Democrats, while just 19% said the Republicans. People, please, I understand you're being boxed in with these questions. The question was, which party will best improve the healthcare system?
Mm-hmm.
And again, a better...
Red or blue.
Right, I would prefer the third option, and that is, get the government the F out of healthcare. If you want healthcare to get better, then remove the parasite. Really, that's what they are. Government is a big parasite on your freedom and your pocketbook.
Healthcare will be better quality, it'll be faster, and it'll be cheaper if we can get the government out of it.
1-800-259-9231. Do you disagree? Do you think that the government is the secret to providing good healthcare? If so, I would like to point you to some of the communist countries and take a look at their healthcare system. 1-800-259-9231.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily.